This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
America Tonight. How you doing, everybody? Kate Delaney here at the helm. We are swinging into our 11th year. Can you believe it? Wow, time flies, that's for sure. Unless you're being furloughed or you're going to work and you're not getting paid. You know what they say about messing with a man's money. So the showdown continues over the shutdown. This time it's the president's turn to go after Nancy Pelosi. That's the big one. That's the buzz in the backyard. If there's anything washing out of Washington, this is what we're all talking about from the East Coast to the West Coast, is the fact that she said forget about the State of the Union address, and he denied her a plane to visit troops abroad. So the shutdown battle between Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is really playing out as one of those chess matches where pawn trumps king, king trumps queen. I mean, you don't know what the next move is going to be. They're just flexing their political power, if you will, and they're on opposite ends of this story and the opposite ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, so it's apropos, and the negotiations are totally off, and it's been a month-long partial government shutdown. It's stalled. There's nothing new happening. Except for that you've got people that are protesting and holding up signs saying they're federally employed, it's 28 days, I've been locked out of my job, or we want to work, or we want to be paid, or, you know, whatever it might be. I think the scary thing is that you have people who, it's got to be under their skin, the ones who are coming in and doing their jobs for the TSA, or you have the air traffic controllers who are in that situation. And then there's a myriad of jobs that we depend on. Coast Guard, that one keeps getting mentioned a lot. The brilliance of living in this country, and I really think we're giving people overall, is the fellow down the street, the fellow man is helping those who are in the crunch. And almost at all the airports, I'm starting to hear from friends that there have been food pantries that have been set up for people who are TSA workers, so they can grab some food because they're in between paychecks and they haven't been paid and they've got mortgages and various child care issues or, you know, whatever it might be. So the president grounds Nancy Pelosi after she pretty much imperils his huge speech because State of the Union is very big. The 29th would be the State of the Union normally, but she called on him to postpone that, saying that, you know, what would that look like? So pretty much denying the idea of why would you do that. And Trump sent a letter to her on Thursday, just before they were going to depart on this trip to Afghanistan and Brussels. And he said it was a public relations event and said, if you want to fly commercial, that's your prerogative, but you can't take ours. So that was called off. And here's the key thing. There is no end in sight. Wow. You know, here we go again. There's the next round of paychecks for federal workers that we're talking about that are going to be not issued. What's the date for the government to get open? And there is no answer to this. There's no answer to this. The government shutdown is the shutdown. And there's no slated meetings that are going to take place. None of that. It is just, we're down. We're not doing it. And that's it. Period. And you think about this. Here's another thing that's happened. Because of the partial shutdown, people aren't being trained. For example, with the, remember we just had those terrible wildfires a couple of months ago in Paradise, California, especially all those people killed, etc. And winter months are huge for wildfire, and they can't train. So normally this would be a training period, but you can't prep for the wildfire season because you don't have the normal money that you would have for that. The furloughs affect the federal employees, so it depends on where they're employed, but it does have a rippling effect. You know, federal lands, it's kind of, you're kind of treading water there, and you're scrambling without federal instructors. Fire season starts March in the southeastern United States. By April, fires pop up in the southwest. We saw what happened in Northern California before Thanksgiving. So there are things, many, many, many jobs you just don't pop out in your mind as, oh, yeah, that's right, that's a federal job. That's a government job. Because you say 800,000, and what jobs are you thinking? You know, what are the jobs? Crazy enough, when you look around, and you see the protests, and then you see fellow Americans reaching out, trying to help people pay for what they need to pay for, offer them rides, do the food pantry thing, looking for other ways to try to help. The problem is if it keeps mounting, then you go back into that whole mortgage snafu, and that's the one area where the banks don't have, you know, they're not having a lot of leniency with that because of all the money that they're out, and then that whole rotating kind of escalating, rotating roundabout that happens when you're talking about money and mortgages and percentages and all of that. So, wow. This is worth mentioning right at the top because I always say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. There's been a lot of buzz over weed and the legalization of marijuana. We've talked to tons of people about it, law enforcement, people involved in the industry, you name it. We've covered it on this show. But what's interesting, and I never thought about this, free enterprise, I'm all about capitalism, right? Well, you think about marijuana and the legalization of it and getting marijuana. So buying cannabis is legal in California. But still, it's up to the cities and counties to decide how they're going to regulate or ban it however they please at this point. So, you know, some people don't agree with what's happening as far as cannabis, and some do. In California, anywhere in California, even in cities that ban pot, you can have it delivered to you. Can you believe it? You can make money off of anything. So you just order it up. And drivers can go legally. They pick up cannabis and they can deliver it. Save that process. Hey, did you dip into what you're delivering me? Wow. I mean, how crazy is that? Like the Coachella Valley, all my friends out there listening to us right now. It's pretty relevant in a place like Indian Wells, where it's bordered on one side by a city that has legalized weed in general, and another city has medical marijuana. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, time for one of my favorite things to do here on the show, and it's something we rolled out in 2019. Hello, by the way, Kate Delaney's America Tonight. Welcome to it. You have a front row seat. By the way, if you ever want to chime in, not on fair or foul, but I'm going to throw out the numbers because, you know what, Joe, you said this the other night. Give me the numbers again. So just write them down right now and put them in a safe place. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. How easy is that to remember? 855-266-KATE. All right, so anyway, so this segment, Fair or Foul, is when I invite the technical maestro for the show, Andy B., to join me. And howdy. we do this little thing of whether it's fair or foul. Something that's being talked about a lot, Andy, is this Gillette commercial that some think is man-bashing, some think is okay, and some think it's much ado about nothing. So I thought it'd be cool to let everybody hear it, and then I'm going to get your react to it.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Once, but she says he's a problem.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
to say the right thing, to act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men, you're
and small.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
Somehow we treat each other, okay?
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
All right, since that ad came out, Andy, just a couple of days later, there's been 13 million plus views of it. They've gotten a lot of acclaim, and they've been accused of everything from perpetuating a war against men to awaking the culture, and then also of just cashing in on the current cultural climate. What do you think?
I don't see anything wrong with it, really, at all. I think it's a great marketing campaign by Gillette because everyone's talking about it, first of all. But what's wrong with, everyone treating each other a little bit better?
Yeah, I agree with you. What's wrong with the reminder of treating everybody a little bit better? And I think that what they're, like at the end of it, you know, they're talking about that it's happening. You can tell that it's happening. And you had a lot of reaction to it where guys were saying, yeah, this is beautiful, this is well done, da-da-da-da. But here's the bottom line. They want to sell razors, and they cashed in on what is the current cultural climate. I mean, that's the deal, right?
And
I mean,
also, they were the main, I guess, what would you call that, the victim in the, when everything got popular about men's products being cheaper than women's products.
Mm-hmm.
I think people forget that razor blades and Gillette were the ones that, like, everyone used as the example, because the pink razors were like a dollar more than the blue razors.
Right.
So this is them,
right,
I think, trying to crawl out of that hole that they dug.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're behind you, women. We're behind you, I swear. And it's a slogan. I mean, they're trying to come up. They came up with something where they could get a beat on it, so do the whole bestness thing. And even if there's a little bit of blowback to it, they're not going to get a tremendous amount of, blowback. In fact, Rainn Wilson said, I applaud Gillette, and he's the actor, remember him from The Office. I applaud Gillette for this amazing heartfelt ad addressing toxic masculinity. It's powerful and much needed. I plan on sharing it with my son. Love when corps want to do good and want to make a profit, right? So he's saying, look, they want to make a profit, but if they want to do good, okay, that's fine, too. And so we're not going to solve that. So you're saying fair.
Fair.
Yeah, I say fair, too.
There are worse marketing campaigns.
Definitely, I say fair. All right, so how about this one, for fair or foul? Bringing your own grub into the movie, sneaking it in under your coat, in your pants, in your girlfriend's purse or wife's purse, bringing your own food that you can get at the dollar store, the same thing that costs you $8 or $7 or however much when you go to the concessions.
Fair. What's foul is the prices that they're charging for these movies.
I say fair, too. We're not painting ourselves in a very good light. But here's the scoop. It's really true. So, and I really, honestly, I've only done it a couple times. One time we brought a sub in because we were conscious of our weight, so we got a healthy sub, and there was no healthy food at the concession stand. But now at my theater, the closest to where I live, they're starting to check people, so I guess a lot of people are bringing in their own food. They're starting to find wrappers of, like, Taco Bell and all this other kind of food.
One time my sister brought a lasagna and some cans of pop.
Lasagna. When she pulled out the pan, hey, anybody else want a piece? We got a piece up here. We got some extra.
She may have.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, I don't even know how you bring the pan of the lasagna, and that's crazy.
But you know what? Like, there are some theaters around where I live that are like $2 theaters, and they only charge like $1 or $2 for candy and like $3 for pop,
yeah,
and like $4 for popcorn. And I honestly think that they make more money because I'm willing to spend $25 if I'm more likely to spend that money if I'm going to get something, and the popcorn doesn't cost them anything.
Right, it doesn't cost them anything, and they always jack that up. All right, so we move from the movies to this. Not taking the money back when a cashier has given you too much change. Fair or foul?
That's a foul.
That's a foul to me, too. But a lot of people do it. They, if you don't realize it and you've gone like 18 miles or something, or at some place you stopped on the road, I don't think you're going to circle back. I get it. You're on a road trip. Something happens. You go into the Piggly Wiggly. They accidentally give you $5 back or whatever. But especially if you're cruising in your own neighborhood and you do that, why even do that to the cashier? I would bring it back. I would. I'm not like that anyway. So I would figure out a way. I'd bring it back. Even if it was far, I probably would bring it back. Now, if it was like 200 miles away, I don't think so. But I don't even know if I'd know by then anyway. All right, here's an interesting one. Here's the last one. Lending a press pass to a friend to sneak them into an event, like a rock concert or just even a club event somewhere, or something big like the Super Bowl or some other sporting event. Is that fair or foul?
Are we talking just press passes or like production passes to...
Any of it. Anything that gets you in where you're not supposed to be, but they found a way to sneak you in because they didn't really check closely on the press pass, so you slipped it to your buddy so they could get in.
I would be a hypocrite if I said that was a foul, because I once knew somebody he worked for a company that worked for a music festival, and he got me a production pass, and I hung out in the horseshoe and got to see all of the rock stars.
And so rock, what big rock stars did you see? Anyone we would know?
Rob Zombie was the big one.
Mm.
I didn't get to see Danzig from the Misfits, but I got to watch them pretty up close. I got to see the Deftones perform like within spitting distance, and I don't know, just. It was kind of casual. I didn't want to stir up any attention, so I just kind of kept to myself and walked past the stars, kind of tilted my hat a little bit and was like, hello.
Don't look at me. I'm in here, but don't look at me. Here's the thing with the sporting events, you can just get your credential yanked if you sport, like especially Super Bowl. I covered, you know, 10 or, yeah, I think it's 15 Super Bowls. I covered a lot of Super Bowls, and if you do that, you're in trouble. I can remember going to a Super Bowl where I had a lot of people come up to me and say, and they were serious, a couple different dudes came up to me and said, man, I will pay you $1,000 for that press pass around your neck. I'm like, are you kidding me? That is a foul, dude. I don't get $1,000 and I'm kicked out of the NFL's archives forever. No, that's not happening. All right, stay with us. Thanks, Andy. That was fun. More on the flip side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Especially the Speaker thinks we shouldn't even have the State of the Union.
Now this comes as President Trump pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation, but the President pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown. In a letter, President Trump writes to Pelosi, "Due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure that you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate," the President writes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One of my favorite new reads and discoveries, seriously. Sunaina Prasad joins us now. She's in our virtual green room, and she's been writing these fabulous stories for years, and I discovered one last week that I couldn't put down. In fact, I almost missed a flight, no kidding. From Frights to Flaws, it is a magical mission, that's for sure. Tell us about the character and the book.
Okay, so the character Alyssa is kind of a complicated reason for how she was inspired, but I will say she was developed like the Disney princesses, and her life was greatly inspired by Harry Potter's. So she's brave, she's naive, she's sensitive, and she's beautiful, and she is determined.
Ah, and so I think that you definitely have a love for Harry Potter, and I can tell through reading this book, for everybody listening, you definitely know technology, and you know magical technology, and I think that is your secret elixir. How did you come up with magical technology?
I've always loved the idea of wizards using magical technology or modern technology. I have a very modern taste, and I'm honestly a little bit spoiled with technology. Sometimes it can make me a little lazy, but I always love the idea of technology being in fantasy.
Yeah, and so that's I think, a unique twist to your book, and you had your influences, and you wanted to write, obviously, from the time you were a kid. I know that we talked about that off the air for everybody listening, and you developed this muscle, and in such a short time, wow, you're a prolific writer, and you're getting great ratings. I mean, if somebody goes to Goodreads or anywhere, and they review your stuff, they'll see that. That has to feel satisfying, is it?
Yes, absolutely.
And when you sit down and you start to come up with, like, Alyssa McCarthy, you come up with this story and this mission, how does the character really flush out for you? Does it kind of flow out of you? You start to get that idea, you know where you want to go, and then you just go with it?
Yeah, that's usually how I develop my characters. Sometimes they're inspired by other fictional sources. Sometimes they're developed like other fictional characters. Sometimes they develop like people I know to make it easier. None of the characters are based off people I know, but usually they're there for like plot necessity, and they're developed like based on the flow.
Yeah, and when you get the kind of following you have and you get the kind of ratings you have, obviously you know that you've got fans out there. And do you ever hear from these fans? That has to be, again, another satisfying element to you.
Yeah, I hear, like, sometimes from these fans, like, they say they're excited about a sequel or they look forward to what I write next.
I like that. They look forward to what you write next. So where do you get your inspiration? We know that some of it's the Harry Potter, the fantasy, technology, things that are interesting to you. But as you sit down and keep pursuing this, and you know you're going to write more and more books just like this one, where do you look outside for more inspiration and where you're going to head next?
I actually discovered that I don't necessarily or really look for inspiration. I tried that. It's not really the best method for me. I discovered that it's better to let it come to you naturally. Like, you like something and inspiration should come to you naturally. You shouldn't force it to force yourself to be inspired, because it won't work out. You'll get bored by it quickly. That's what I discovered about myself, is inspiration comes naturally to me. I have to let it come naturally.
Yeah, and that's a good way to do that. We're speaking with Sunaina Prasad. She's got this great book out called From Frights to Flaws. And we're talking about Alyssa McCarthy, the main character's magical adventure mission, really. And what's the object for Alyssa? What is she trying to do?
She has to defeat this warlock who kidnapped her. And he wants to use her and, like, weaken her to, like, have him so that he can achieve his goal of getting back at some area.
All right, so there's the warlock and the war within the warlock. And in coming up with the warlock and everything that could be evil and nasty about the warlock, boy, I could think of a lot of places you could go for that. Was that fun to also come up with the nemesis, the enemy in this story?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the bad guys are always fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
We want to tell everyone, by the way, they can get the books, any of the books, on Amazon, obviously, Barnes & Noble, any of those places that you normally would go and find books. When you put this book together and you're done and you've put it to bed, so to speak, and then you have all these other adventures, because this character lives on through several books, what's that like? What's that feeling like for you?
It's honestly a little overwhelming, because I'm also updating the sequel. I'm writing the third book, so I have to go back and forth with that, as well as market the first book. So it's a little overwhelming, but I work it out, and I focus on one project per day. Like, one day I'll work on the sequel, one day I'll work on the third book, and one day I'll work on marketing the first book.
That is a lot of work, and it could be overwhelming. So how do you... this would be interesting for people to hear. So as you are obviously driven and you've had this early success and you continue, and who knows where it's all going to end up, what do you do to relax? Do you cook? Do you listen to music? What do you do?
I cook. I listen to music. Yeah, I do that stuff. I also draw. I also exercise. So, yeah. do other things.
That's smart. That's getting out of your head, because the characters could stay, they can have a party in your head, and then you keep thinking about the things that you have to do, which I completely understand. What do you hope readers take away from the book?
Something different, like a different type of fantasy, like that's more modern, something they could relate to more, something unique.
And so unique and relating to more, part of that is what we talked about, that magical technology. And you know that in our lives, technology is moving so rapidly. I mean, it, you know, the updates with phones, with ways to communicate, et cetera. So you must be on top of technology, right?
Yes.
And do you try to incorporate made-up magical, like you're talking about, technology melded with what our brains know is what we're seeing in technology?
Yeah, kind of. In the books, the technology is all wireless and runs on magic, so no, like, issues like dead zones or power outages for the wizards in my book.
Yeah, could you do that in real life for us so we have no power outages and problems with our phones?
I wish.
I can't hear you. I'm overseas. I have no idea what you're saying to me. I can't get anything. I mean, it's crazy. Sunaina Prasad is such a delight to talk to her. And, of course, her book is From Frights to Flaws. And you mentioned, you know, you're working on other books. And, I mean, this just keeps on going and going. So we're not going to be done with Alyssa McCarthy's adventure for a very long time, are we?
No.
And that's kind of the idea, that you know this from other writers, and certainly Harry Potter, who was, this was a great example for you, and obviously you were influenced by this. It's what she did with the character. We kept seeing these different adventures, and it kept going on and on, because we're attracted to the character. So that was really important, going back to what we talked about before, in really developing Alyssa McCarthy so we would feel something for her and about her, correct?
Yes.
And are you hoping that you strike a chord, especially with young readers, obviously, and young girls, young women?
Yes.
That they are just as technically savvy, and magic is something that certainly they could believe in. What are you hoping that they feel when they read your books?
I'm hoping they can, like, learn from Alyssa, relate to her, feel for her, enjoy the adventure she goes on.
Yeah, and those adventures are pretty interesting, that's for sure. So as we talk about magic and we talk about technology and we talk about From Frights to Flaws, and even in titling the book, how did you come up with From Frights to Flaws?
Well, when I wrote the first edition years ago, I just was trying to come up with a catchy title. I like alliteration, so I took, like, some elements of the story. So the first half is a lot of frights, and flaws are kind of later. I won't say what, though. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's called a tease, because you're not going to tell us much more than that, so that everybody goes out and gets the book. That's for sure. That's smart. You've learned how to do this. There's no question about that. Well, it's been so fun talking to you, and I'll tell you what, tell everyone again where they can find you.
Okay.
And that's at, you've got a website. Tell us about your website.
Okay, so it's called SunainaPrasadBooks.com. It's got, like, a homepage, a little fun fact about the first book. It's also got, like, links to where you can buy the book. And I'm also working on another website specifically for the book's world. It'll be called MagicalMissionsWorld.com. I'm hoping to launch it when my sequel, second edition, comes out.
All right, we'll look for that. Sunaina Prasad, wow, what a prolific, interesting writer. Good luck the rest of the way, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Joyce Lewis, she's written a book called Planting Seeds of Hope. And Joyce, you were telling us about the women that you got to know and how you got to help them and then and got so involved in the ministry. And the one thing that you weave throughout the book, and I love this, and you said in the beginning, is everything, even with your family, your blended family, and what you went through and the incredible life of abundance you have with your husband, that always God was in the center of it, right? And is that a deep part of this message in the book?
Absolutely. I dedicated the book to Christ. This is, I feel, Christ's book. I have not really gone out and tried to, I bought books to sell because I wanted to talk to people one-on-one about this book. But I have not went to any big organization to try and sell it, because I really feel that it's the Lord's book. So every opportunity here again that I've had is the Lord. I have other possibilities of radio interviews and things that are coming up. And what's amazing to me is the Lord makes things happen. I don't. And that's the way it was in our business, and that's the way it was in me growing, and it's because I said one thing, there has to be a better way to live. And he kept opening doors to, and showed me that, the possibilities of life. And in fact, the whole thing in the Crystal Cathedral was about possibility thinking. So this is where my husband and I really learned that working together were the things that we could accomplish. And it was just through integrity and through honesty and through all those things that we fed into our business. So it was amazing to us that we became, and my husband, I have a whole chapter on him called The Story of Us, because he was my support and the love of my life. And if it wasn't for him, there would be no transitions or no ministry, because he's the one that encouraged me and kept me going. So, now he has Lewy body dementia. So, this has been a tough valley for me, but the Lord's carrying me again through this. And right now, I'm learning so much again, because it's the hardest time of my life, but yet I know that he's there with us. And, we've been married 30 years.
Wow.
We've been married 30 years. And, you know, I tell my husband every day that we'll never leave each other. We'll always be together. There's nothing that can tear our hearts away from each other. Nothing.
Wow.
And so we are planted with the Lord that tight. We're that tight with him. So I really feel that, you know, the relationship, when you talk religion, I talk relationship.
Yeah.
The relationship with Christ is the whole reason.
Joyce,
and my whole reason.
Let me ask you this question. So when people read the book, what do you hope they take away from it?
I just hope that they understand that I'm going to read scripture here. I hope they understand that there's scripture at Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope." And there's where planting seeds of hope. The whole book is about, I try and give hope to other people through Christ. And a future, he says in Jeremiah, God will have the last word and it will be good. And I believe that so strongly. And I believe in talking from my heart.
What do you say, Joyce, and this would be so powerful. What do you say when you first meet people, or I'm sure when you've met women in a prison system, et cetera, and they feel like they don't have hope and they're not believers? They're atheists or they're disillusioned. What do you say to them?
The thing that I think mostly, and with me too, I had to make a decision. I could stay in my situation, or I could try another way. So obviously their way wasn't working when they're in the prison system, because they wound up in the prison system. And why didn't it work? I asked them questions about, well, why didn't it work? What was, you know, your contribution? I mean, were you hanging out with the wrong people? Were you going down the wrong road? You know, I always tell the women in my group that you go down the same road and you fall in the same hole and you expect different results. That's not going to work. You know, it is a commitment. Christ is a commitment. I mean, it's not an easy road either, but much more safer. And much more, to me, more realistic than what's happening in the world now.
Mm.
I mean, you see so much going on, and hatred and anger and frustration, and people overworked. And I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I just feel the Holy Spirit guides me still to this day about making good decisions. And that's crucial to me. And it doesn't work that I call, you know, one foot in the dock and one in the boat when you go to church on Sunday and you really pray and you go through all these things. It's ritual, I will say, you go through. But we have to get serious about our faith. And getting serious about your faith is you're all in. In other words, you're all in the boat. And Christ says to you, I will not leave you. And you've got to believe that. So when you're in the boat, the boat's rocking, you don't want to jump overboard. You want to stay in the boat and stay with him. Well, that is the message.
Yes, so well said.
The message.
So well said. We have a couple of minutes left and talking about planting seeds of hope. How come you named it Planting Seeds of Hope? I love that title.
Because I honestly feel that the Lord planted seeds of hope in my heart when I said to him, there's got to be a better way. And I, little seeds of hope started, I mean, he started with a mustard seed because it was just the beginning and it took a while. But those seeds grew. They grew in every way in my heart and growing constantly. And him opening doors of opportunity was the seeds growing. And now I was able to bear the fruit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was able to bear the fruit because I got to that point. But I had to grow and in that. But I never stopped believing. I never, ever stopped. Even in the hardest of hard times, I could tell you on and on things that had to happen to us. But never, ever in the hardest of times did we quit believing. So that is how then I, in turn, I feel, no, I didn't. Christ did plant seeds of hope in the women. I was the fruit for the women that he grew the plant. You know, he grew the branches. He gave me the fruit to be able to pass it on to other women.
Wow, that's such a beautiful sentiment. And I would imagine you've really touched the lives of countless, countless women. And this book can reach out for men and for women, by the way, Planting Seeds of Hope with Joyce Lewis. And Joyce, where can people find out more about you and where can they pick up your book?
Well, they can go to my website, and it's Planting Seeds of Hope, author Joyce M. Lewis, LEWIS.com.
Perfect, and we want to tell everyone to go there. And Joyce, too, just a quick update on your husband. You see your husband. I want everyone to know that story because you mentioned him and you mentioned the great life, but you see him all the time still. You go and see him, right?
And there's another thing that God did. He put him in a very, very good place. He's at the veterans' home with it's 5 minutes from my house.
Wow.
So, and I did not, I wanted to take care of him, but, you know, God just said no. I mean, the doctor said no, and his daughter said no, and the son-in-law said no. So, he's at the veterans' home, but I can see him as often as I can. I try and see him every other day. But, you know, God is providing again. I mean, I'm able to be there for him, and the neighbors and our friends have shown up and been so gracious. We had our 30th wedding anniversary at the veterans' home. They're rated 5-star and just really outstanding and the incredible people in Boulder City. And I talk about that in the book.
Wow.
Because,
wow.
I mean, we all need support.
Yes.
And I was just luckily blessed to move here to have all the support of a small town.
Yeah, and I think that's a good place to end, that I want people to be able to read your stories. And as Joyce said, there's plenty of places where you can pick up the book. Joyce, thanks so much, and thanks to everyone for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.